Hello, this is Action Jackson. I am a Utah criminal defense attorney, and I am doing these podcasts to better inform the community about the criminal procedure process. And just to start out, just so you know, I am not your attorney. I'm not giving you legal advice. This is just general information. If you do have a legal problem or a legal question, I advise you to contact an attorney and retain them and get legal advice on this. This is more informational, just on the criminal procedure process. And today we're going to talk about the bail bond process, what that is. It's kind of a interesting aspect in criminal law, and not a lot of people really know what it is, what it entails. Basically, what happens is if an individual is either arrested and put into jail, and they get their criminal charges, and also the judge puts a bail on those criminal charges, or they release you on your own cognizance, and the presumption is that you should be released on your own recognizance. And the only reason why a judge would issue bail is to make sure that you attend all your court dates. So it's to secure your presence in court. That's the reason for bail. That's why we have that. It's an assurity, basically saying you put up this cash amount to say that I promise that I will return to court. And there's a few reasons why courts put on a bail amount, and sadly, from what I've seen, there are some judges that don't really use the presumption of releasing them, and there's just some charges that they get an automatic bail amount. From what I've seen, a lot of them are domestic violence cases. They usually want some kind of bail amount, and their reasoning is that there's a substantial likelihood of future violent crimes based on that domestic violence, even if it is their first charge. But yeah, the more serious a crime gets, usually a judge will put on some kind of bail amount. I guess the logic behind that is if there's a high crime that you're charged with, there's a higher risk of you fleeing based off that charge. So that's why they put higher bail amounts with higher charges. And there's other factors that they have in there as well to determine whether or not you should have a bail amount on you. And so there's a cash bail as well, and sometimes a judge can say cash only, and that means that you can only put up cash to get out of jail. But also there's another option called bondable, and so if the bail amount is bondable, that's where the bail bond companies come in, and that's where that bail bond business comes into play in our society. And basically what it is it's a company that makes a contract with an individual on a bondable bail, and they say that if that person puts up 10% of the bond, so say the bond is $10,000, if that person puts up $1,000, the bond company will promise to have that other $10,000 up. And so it's a promise. It's not that they're actually putting up money. They're just saying to the court that we promise to put up this much money if they don't return to court. Also, bail bond companies, they want to cover their hides. And so it's not just 10% usually if you don't return to court. They want some kind of collateral as well if you don't show up, so they get their $10,000. So sometimes they're going to ask if it's a very high amount, they may ask for a deed to a house. They may also ask for a deed entitled to a car. They'll put a lien on it. Also, they'll check your employment history and other things like that to make sure that you have that money to put up. And yeah, so that's basically the bond procedure, how that works. And so if someone doesn't show up to court and they miss that, then the court will forfeit that bail money, and it will be part of the court now, because you were promising to put up that, you promised to appear, you put up that money saying you were going to appear and you didn't appear, so it's now forfeited. There's a lot of legal procedure you can do to try and get that money back, and obviously bail bond companies are very savvy with that kind of law, and they have lawyers that help them out to exonerate that money. Also, they have bounty hunters. If someone doesn't appear, they'll go and try and get that money back. And there's a lot of different laws around the state as far as bounty hunters and what they can and can't do and what power they have to arrest and what the power they have to seize. So it's kind of an interesting area of the law, but that's basically how it starts out when an individual is arrested. Also, sometimes people aren't arrested on the scene. Sometimes there's a very long investigation that takes place, and the district attorney's office doesn't order an arrest order until later on, or arrest warrant. And so when the arrest warrant is issued, sometimes the judge will put a bail amount, and they usually do put a bail amount on that warrant. And so if there's a warrant out for someone's arrest, and then, and you know that, a lot of people do things called book and releases, where they kind of work with a bail bond company, and the bail bond puts up the bond, and then they just go to jail and they get their fingerprints done. It used to be easier here in Utah to do a book and release. Salt Lake County is insane. They take 6 hours for someone to do a book and release. It's pretty crazy. So a lot of attorneys advise people to just go to Davis County, but I think nowadays Davis County is sick of getting all these book and releases, and they don't, I guess, you know, they're working for free, basically, at the expense of, they're working harder, basically, because of Salt Lake County. So I think they're putting some more regulations on only allowing Salt Lake County people to come and do a book and release. So it is a little bit more complicated now to do a book and release, but it still is possible. And so you don't have to serve time in jail if there's a warrant out for you. I advise getting an attorney if you do have a warrant out for you, and they can kind of talk with you the steps and process, and they can find a bail bond company for you that's reasonable, that can work with you to get that worked out and then get working on your case. So yeah, that's basically a bail bond and bail and how that works in a nutshell. I guess the next podcast that we'll focus on is arraignment and what happens when with your first court date and procedures for that and what happens. And so, yeah, this is basically a bail and what happens and what a bail is and how much it may cost and what percentage you have to in the process and whatnot. So hopefully that clears things up and people can understand a little bit more of the bail process and how that works in our society.